brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are two devastatingly important articles up at InfoWars.com right now. Treason alert. Dems try to move gun bill forward without allowing senators to read it. Obamacare repeat. Senators not allowed to read bill prior to cloture. This is all treason, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know Robert's rules, parliamentary procedure, the laws in this country as well, they're just, the same way the Federal Reserve was passed by three senators the night before Christmas, went all through the House, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Three of them passed the Federal Reserve Act. Notice, they got rid of our senators in 1913, 17th Amendment. Before that, the state legislature that you elected, think how powerful legislatures were. They voted then to create more separation of powers, more emergency checks and balances, more ties on the government. They, your legislature, your state rep, would vote for the senator. And so they were a creature of the state. The states haven't existed. They say it's the Civil War. The states, after Reconstruction was so abusive, actually came back. But that 17th Amendment, I mean, that's put a fork in it. But it's not like a person you can just kill. Liberty, like phoenixes, can rise. If you realize, look, a contract that's fraudulent is null and void. All this stuff has been done through fraud. It's a fraud. And any courts that say this, any of that, are frauds and are a lie. And so that's the bottom line. And that's what Marbury versus Madison says. I mean, I studied common law. I've studied law. I've studied history. I've studied it all. But law comes out of the organic common sense. I mean, the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, only points out what is self-evident. Self-evident truths. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Self-evident. That all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Inalienable rights. Life, liberty, life and liberty. You got your life, you got your liberty. Not everybody's as smart as the other person. Not everybody's as good looking. We all have different gifts. All of you have gifts. Even people that are handicapped, even mentally, they are giving the gift of a burden to someone to grow. Everything's a gift. If God allows me to live another 50 years, that's a gift I certainly ask for and the one I want. But if God allows the enemy to strike me down, that is a gift. Because it's going to be done for a greater cause. And that's why I'm at total peace. Total peace with my Creator, not at peace with the New World Order. Because I just watching them run over our people, watching them hurt the innocent, watching them just persecute and persecute and persecute and trample the innocent and trample the honest and trample the virtuous and engage in fraud and lies and abuse and inventing new evil makes me want to throw up. The Republican leadership likes to act like the Democrats trick them. 16 Republicans voted because to take your guns, because they are bought and paid for by foreign banks and big corporations. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, all these guys give money to the globalists. To the globalist minions, the globalist operatives. And they're there financing this. So that's why this happens. The same thing's done in every country. They've got a blueprint. They've got a program. They've got sociologists and anthropologists and psychologists and pitchmen and psych warfare experts and advertising execs that all get together in roundtables. A lot of these are public. And talk about how to con you, how to hammer you, how to take you over. Because that's what they built, is fraud. You understand? They steal the world. That way they get the woman. They get the power. You understand that? But it's worse than that. They want to tie you down because they know you're better than them. So they spike your water with poison to retard you so they can rule a world of dimwits. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two. Dr. Steve Pachenik is going to pop in at the bottom of the next hour. He just got back from South Korea on the DMZ. Former head of Pentagon Operations and Psych Warfare, one of the founders of Delta Force with General Boykin. By the way, I got General Boykin's number, and he wants to come on. Remind me to call him today. I was supposed to call him like a month ago. That should be interesting to get his take on all this. So much going on. Lawmaker drops bombshell. North Korea may have nuclear missiles. That's not what the report says. It says they have atomic bombs that they can deliver to Japan and South Korea. That's been declassified for a long time. This newest intelligence report they're saying is classified, but a watered-down, unclassified briefing was given to the congressman. The Intelligence Committee can get the highest level security stuff unless the executive tries to deny it, and that itself is unconstitutional, but now is got out of hand because Congress has abdicated their responsibility, handed it over, which is another seditious, treasonous activity. Those aren't just words I use. That's what's happening. But if you read the report, they have atomic weapons. They've done tests before. They've picked up the isotopes that they've had successful detonations. It's real. They know. It's a fingerprint. They can vaporize South Korea's major city, Seoul, of how many millions of people? Oh, it's more than 20 million. They can vaporize Tokyo. How many is Tokyo, one of the biggest cities in the world. And why is our government, yeah, the largest city in the world, why are we putting up, because I'm not a warmonger. I never call for that. You know that. But when you've got North Korea run by a third-generation dictator psycho saying, I have missiles, I'm going to attack, I'm going to blow up your cities, and now they've come out today in an official release and are saying our first target is Japan. Our first target is Japan, and they're saying, quote, nuclear war is unavoidable. That's in the Associated Press. North Korea says Tokyo is target number one. I mean, that's like somebody coming to your house with a gun and saying, I'm outside, I'm going to shoot you in the head. I mean, but people are like, why isn't our government hitting them? Why is no one hitting them? And I'll tell you why, ladies and gentlemen. And again, as usual, truth is stranger than fiction. If you go up to Infowars.com, you can read this article linked to mainstream news. I've been covering this since I was on the air in 1996 when this started. Donald Rumsfeld, the head of ABB, along with Clinton authorizing it and the UN, it was a scandal at the time, signed off on transferring multiple nuclear reactors that allow them to create A-bombs when they could have been given types that you cannot create fissile material, purified, enriched uranium for the atomic weapons. And sure, this is 1945 technology, but you saw what it did to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Will Japan, already hit twice, have to take another hit? I guess to get them out of their depression? Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Who gave North Korea nukes in the first place? Then we're going to our guest. Is the U.S. government and the CIA. We're going to cover this next hour and get into the globalist master plan. And by the way, that's not my opinion. That's AP, Reuters, London Guardian, BBC 15 years ago. This was big news from 96 to 2000. And who met secretly with Kim Jong-un last month? The Pentagon in North Korea. The Chinese are massing troops saying, don't you do this, North Korea. China is, it's globalist above China, above America, playing us all off against each other. But who's putting Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria publicly? Pentagon, NATO, then saying we got to take your rights because of Al-Qaeda. They got 10,000 heat-seeking missiles. Who gave them the 10,000 heat-seeking missiles? Our government put them in Libya and let them have it. Got rid of the ambassador. They were at that house getting the missiles at that warehouse facility. I mean, man, being informed is incredible. The general public can't even tell what time it is anymore. Find their rumps with both hands. And we're sitting here just watching crazy land. And what did the former CEO, I want to say, it's Lindsay Williams' source. I know the guy, Dr. One of the doctors here on this network, Dr. Stan Monteith, actually years ago wanted to check it, so called the sources, and he confirmed it. One of them's dead now. The head of Atlantic Richfield died, if we can say his name, Ken Fromm. But remember 3 years ago, Lindsay Williams said, it's going to start in North Korea, it's not the Middle East. When our fleet moves over there, get ready. And the fleet moved a year ago over there. All right, enough of that. That's all coming up. We're going to play this clip after Mr. Swan leaves us. Treason alert. Dems try to move gun bill forward without allowing senators to read it. Red linked on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Former Black Panther government preparing invasion against the American people. Father sickened by anti-constitutional note from son's school. Yeah, they're making the kids do anti-gun, anti-liberty stuff. DHS to meet with congressmen on ammo purchases. Soda ban highlights the hidden hazards of proposed gun control restrictions. Harry Reid's 100-clip magazine faux pas. Who gave North Korea nukes in the first place? Nuclear bombshell, North Korea has nukes capable of striking neighboring nations and Pentagon. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. And there's a Facebook report where they now take control of your phone and control it. That's a good guy, a good idea with a guy that pump and dumped his people that bought his stock and who calls you dumb effers if you trust him. Hey, dumb effers, how you idiots, morons, trusting me? We're like, oh, we'll give you all our data. I mean, it's just, they just think you're so stupid. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a big fan of him, and he's what I say the best local TV reporter in the country. He became a big star on the internet with millions of views to his videos, Drudge Report linking to it, drudgereport.com, infowars.com. And I remember about a month or two ago, I wanted to get him on, and he said, well, I'm not allowed to do interviews anymore, and I'll be talking to you shortly. And I thought, well, that might mean he's going to be leaving. And sure enough, he's put out a video. We'll play a clip of it later, but why not just go right to him? He's won both a Edward R. Murrow Award, so he's that's about as good as it gets, and two Lone Star Emmy Awards. He's from hailing from Texas. We're proud of that. He has specialized in covering the 2012 GOP presidential primaries, the Ron Paul newsletter controversy, and Mexico drug wars on the Texas border. He's a graduate of Brigham Young University with a master's in humanities at California State University before moving to Cincinnati and working for Reality Check. Swan spent 11 years of broadcast career in El Paso, Texas, in KTSM TV. It goes on from there. And he looks like a cross between James Dean and Audie Murphy. And I tell you, get your butt back down here to Texas. And maybe come to work for InfoWars. But no, I know you're probably going to go independent. Got a lot of offers. We're very excited to have you on with us, Ben. But first off, before we get into that, what do you think of the crazy North Korea stuff?
Listen, I think you're making some really good points about it. I mean, this it's very strange when you have all the rhetoric. Just consider all the rhetoric that our government has put out regarding Iran and the potential of nuclear weapons in Iran and the possibility that Iran could get their hands on one. The fact that we had an Iraq war over the idea that Saddam Hussein might be looking for enriched uranium, and yet you have, for a fact, nuclear weapons in North Korea, and everybody's saying, ah, don't worry about those guys. Eh, they're not going to do anything. He's blowing smoke. It's a very strange kind of discussion back and forth between, when you compare, again, the talking points and the rhetoric on one side, and then with North Korea, it's a totally different situation.
You're right. I've talked to a lot of experts. They've never seen the rhetoric this hot. I mean, North Korea is saying, we will nuke you. We're loading missiles. We're going to kill you. We're going to blow up Tokyo. I mean, right there, they should have already been a hit. And I mean, China better just stand back, but it's not happening. And then our government allowed the transfer of the reactors over a decade ago. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, and you have to keep in mind, too, that what does North Korea really have to lose here? I mean, at this point, because of economic sanctions against them, we know that the people in North Korea are starving. Economic sanctions, as you know, don't really do anything to harm a country's dictator. It just harms the people within that country, and it makes people desperate. So why wouldn't North Korea now take some kind of a monumental step and use a nuclear weapon? What would actually prevent them from doing that? And when people say things like, oh, this won't happen because consider the Cold War, and the Cold War, the Soviets, they didn't want to get blown up. They didn't want to get killed. You know, folks in the West, they didn't want to get killed. And so there was this standoff between them. It's not really the same situation when you consider where North Korea is. They don't really have a whole lot to lose at this point.
You're absolutely right. We're going to break in a few minutes. I want to come back and talk about why you're leaving or what you can tell us about you know, where you're at. I know you're a nice guy, but it's certainly it's pretty obvious that you were getting a little big for people out there that don't want liberty promoted. But I'm guessing there. We'll find out more. But what else, after we talk about that, do you want to get into? There's so much happening. What's your take on all the dishonesty from the Democrats about, oh, we just want to register your guns, we don't want to confiscate them, when we all know they really want to take them?
Yeah, and that's going to be a huge issue. You know, this whole issue of Second Amendment and the Second Amendment rights is something we've really been talking a lot about as of late. And by the way, I haven't been on your show since you were on Piers Morgan's program. We were supposed to talk shortly after that and wasn't able to. And it was one of the best, 5 minutes in television I've ever seen. But, you know, when you look at the Second Amendment and what's happening right now around the country, it's truly remarkable, because the rhetoric is such that folks in Washington are saying, we're not going to take your guns. We're not interested in your guns. Listen, if they're being honest, then they should say, forget about all the so-called assault weapons that are out there. And again, I think you brought up this point. What else? What is an assault weapon? Every weapon's an assault weapon. But we don't want the assault weapons. If they really meant that, they leave the assault weapons alone and they go and take away handguns, because statistically that's where the majority of gun crimes are committed. But they're not being honest, because they're clearly moving through a process of disarmament, and it's taking place slowly. You've pointed it out many, many times.
They want the guns that can fight back against a tyrannical government. Bottom line.
But you made the point, and we had actually made this point a couple of weeks prior to, and I was really glad that you used that moment on Piers Morgan's program to say this to the nation. But the bottom line is, when we talk about the Second Amendment is not about having rifles to hunt with. It's not. It's about matching equal force to government force and to military force. That's what it's there for. You know it. I know it. People across this nation know it.
It's a check and a balance. Absolutely. Ben Swan is our guest. We're going to give you his Facebook, Twitter, all his websites and everything. And I can't wait to see what he ends up doing. He's told me a little bit behind the scenes, but we'll see how much he can tell us on air straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Coming up, I'm going to play some clips from the Senate where they lied and said, you'll be able to put riders on here, you'll be able to put amendments on here to change it. You know, we promised, just give us the vote we want. And now they're not letting them do that, and they're not even letting them see the bill. Of course, that's what they always do. The senators all know this. Republicans need an excuse to take your guns and go, the Democrats fooled us. They're bought and paid for. That's coming up in the next segment with Ben Swan and a bunch of other news. Really an amazing newsman. Won the Edward R. Murrow Award. I mean, he was very, very young. I guess he's been a newsman for 15 years now or so, and he's getting ready to leave the station that he's currently at up in Cincinnati, Ohio. So why are you leaving? Where are you going? Or what are you planning right now? Because I know you're in some deep discussions with other folks right now. What's right. The plan, Ben?
You know, the plan right now is what we're really looking for is the strongest platform possible. When we started doing Reality Check about 2 years ago, really had no idea how big it was going to get, hadn't intended for it to become anything other than just a local news segment, but we were given freedom with it. And what a rare thing that is in media today, given the freedom to talk about issues that we thought were important issues and issues that are affecting people all over the country. And so when we're talking about things like the political race in 2012, the stripping of credentials of delegates being disenfranchised, the Ron Paul blackout, all of a sudden, you know, we start blowing up across the internet. And I come to find out there are millions of people in this country, tens of millions who have this liberty view that I thought was really just my own personal view. And I wasn't trying to force it on anyone, just trying to get people to look at things from a different perspective. And certainly as a journalist, you know, you're not trying to impose your view on people, but trying to get them to see things just from the paradigm.
But the power structure knows liberty is popular. That's why they never want to give it a chance to get its roots going. And that's why they always try to suppress people. So bottom line, did you get told to back off?
You know, it wasn't so much about being told to back off so much as the station has, you know, they're moving in a certain direction. And they're obviously
you just said not so much. Well, they're moving in another direction. Well, that's how they do it. We don't like this direction. Let us nudge you. Be honest. Be honest. They told you knock it off.
It really wasn't. It really wasn't. Uh-huh. These guys really want Cincinnati-centric, and we want bigger issues. And so kind of my view of where it was headed was different. It's not they were always very supportive of what we were doing. So I want to make that clear. But it really was an issue of me saying, look, we're coming to an end of a contract, and now it's time to decide what to do. And I think the best thing to do is, rather than trying to stay this path in Cincinnati, is to say, what else is out there? What's the bigger platform? Because I believe this, Alex. I believe the majority of Americans who don't know what the liberty movement is or the liberty message is, if you articulate it to them, they'll say, yeah, that's me. And so what we're trying to do is just open up people's minds and say, listen, maybe you are of this mindset. You just don't know it yet.
Ben. I mean, America is asleep right now, by and large. Big sections have been woken up. You're on a big alarm clock going off. And I saw in the news you were highly rated, probably one of their most popular shows. And I think there's some professional jealousy. One thing I've noticed is, especially when you're in, you know, a just a local area, you'd think the best horse in the race would be popular. The truth is, there's a lot of professional jealousy that goes on. And I'm not trying to get you to throw your colleagues under the bus, but I mean, come on. All they really care about is ratings. You were delivering ratings, so I think that's a bunch of bull just do local stuff.
Yeah, I can't argue with you about that, because our ratings were fantastic and moving up like crazy. So we were doing extremely well, and I hope they continue to do well. But again, I think it's an issue now of platform and where's the next best thing. In fact, want to take a minute. I think you have a video there, and I don't know if you guys are planning to play any of that. But one of the things I'm trying to do is get input from people who have supported me over this time to give me input on what the next step is. And so we actually created a survey. I started a new website. It's benswan.com. Folks can go there and take a survey. And I know there are people who are concerned about data mining. We're not data mining you. We're not trying to get your information.
So no, you want to get their feedback on what direction they want to see you go. That's smart. Smart move.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want to know what people think and whether or not they're willing to continue to support. Listen, you are a guy who has pioneered in many ways independent media in this country. I mean, you've done things that nobody else had done before you, and you really blazed a trail. What we want to do is find out if there's support for kind of the direction we want to go in. And really one of the things we're focused on is how do we kind of translate streaming sites, because they're popping up everywhere. How do we translate that to make that kind of the forefront of the liberty movement battle for media?
Absolutely. We're going to come back and play a little bit of that video, and then I'm going to get into the gun issue with you. But, I mean, you were telling me off air, you're looking at going totally independent, even though you've got offers.
Right. We have offers, and we're talking to some different folks, and we may do a kind of a combination where we work some with some bigger media, but also have the freedom to go independent.
Yeah, well, I mean, I knew about this a week or so ago that this was happening and hadn't even really called you, but I told you during the break, absolutely. I mean, you're a Texan as well. I'm not afraid of popular people. I'm not afraid of good-looking people. I'm not afraid of people being bigger than Alex Jones. This platform is to take on the globalist. This platform is to defeat the New World Order. So, I mean, I'll tell you, I'm too busy to chase you around, but if you want to come work with us, come down and check out the operation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some of them here in just a moment, or you can watch it at BenSwan.com. We're going to link it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Speaking of alternative real media, the establishment media has already lost all credibility because it's owned and controlled by big offshore and foreign banks who steal $85 billion a month. And the mainstream media makes about $1 trillion a year in North America. $1 trillion. But it's paid and made to be profitable, but it doesn't have the audience. It's like a tithe by the big mega corporations to keep people brainwashed, dumbed down. They're like, how do we make them stand down? Well, have Kesha, you know, teach 14-year-olds how to commit suicide. Make it cool. Well, wonder why the little girls are committing suicide. Gee, it's this video teaches them how. I mean, just the most savage, screwed up stuff they can weaponize at you. But the general public, more and more is tuning out of it. So MSNBC, top show, million viewers. CNN, top show, 500,000 viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, there are over 1 million listeners. That's a conservative number. An hour. I mean, 1 million people are tuned in right now. 3 million over 3 hours. 15 million one way or another. That's very conservative. In 1 week, it's more like 20 million now, but I'll say 15. It's like my brain automatically lowers numbers. The point is that it's the opposite. If I catch a 10-pound fish, I tell you it's 7 pounds. It's 15 million. How are they going to deal with that? How are they going to? The answer is they want to bring an internet too that shuts down the old web, as you know it. Internet ID, internet taxes. I mean, they're calling it extremism to criticize the government. Ooh, that's not going to work saying we're all terrorists. Because the people that know how to tie their shoelaces, that go to work every day, that are informed, know that America's been taken over. Now, you may have all the dumbed down TV heads out there that are getting dumber by the day. Those people don't count. I mean, that's like telling my dogs to clean the house or cook dinner. I mean, they're not even really people. You know, the globalists call the general public animals. It's really true. The general public, it's not just the programming and the bad food and the toxins in the water and the dumbing down. People, once they get liberty, want to be lazy. I'm going back to our guest here. My point is, spread the word about InfoWars.com. Spread the word about PrisonPlanet.com. Because we are a launch pad, a fulcrum. That's all I do, is try to get other media people on, other folks, and promote what they're doing. Because I understand that I'm not trying to be King Daddy here. And I don't say this to talk about myself. It's a philosophy for you as well, because I know it's the real philosophy that'll free us. I'm trying to raise everybody up. I need more people, more X-Wings going in against the Death Star. Instead of 20 X-Wings, we need 1,000, ladies and gentlemen. We might be able to do it with 20 X-Wings. But the point is, 1,000 X-Wings, we're taking this thing down. You've got to decide you're getting in the X-Wing. You've got to decide you're going to go after the enemy. And to do that, you've got to support and speak out and promote people that tell the truth and buy from us, because we're self-funded. It takes me up to $6-7 million a year to fund this operation, selling books, T-shirts, sponsors, you name it. And we're very picky what we promote. We have the seed center now. We're going to add every great seed we're testing and working with people on, non-hybrid, non-GMO, like the Survival Seed Vault. We have the best deal on this at the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. And everything we promote is win-win-win. Plant a spring, a summer, a fall garden. Eat that food. Can it. Give it to friends and family. Get outside. Don't watch as much television. Kids are outside half as much as they were 20 years ago. I'm going to cover that next hour. They are killing our society. Get back to the earth. Get outside. Go exercise. That's how you defeat the New World Order. Turn off the iPad. Turn off the iPhone. Get away from the mainstream television and support local AM and FM stations that carry this show. The high-quality water filters, the storable foods, the books, the videos. It's a war, and you buy your war bonds at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Now, Ben, we've got this video. Ben Swan is leaving his hit TV show in Fox in Cincinnati that's become a national sensation. I know we carry all this stuff at InfoWars.com. And Ben, I'm ranting here about supporting the alternative media. Talk a little bit about that, what you see happening in the media, replacing the mainstream media, and then talk about the video we're about to play.
Well, I think you're making some really good points there, because the bottom line is that you're watching this steady erosion of viewership and listenership to typical mainstream media. And yet the average person is still very much under the impression that this is all there is out there. The internet, as you pointed out, you have all these internet, protection bills for intellectual property like SOPA and PIPA and CISPA and international treaties like ACTA. And those bills are really not designed, as you know, to do anything to actually protect intellectual property. They're designed to control information on the internet so that it creates less competition. And what we're really seeing now is that there is a phenomenon happening that mainstream media never could have seen coming even 20 years ago. And through the internet, through streaming services and all these different platforms that are now available, I mean, information is flowing to people in ways that like never before. And people are turning away from traditional media, even entertainment media, simply because they want to be able to pick and choose. And so if you're an American under the age of 40, many of them don't even have cable anymore. You have a Netflix and you have Hulu and you're going straight to those sources for even for entertainment. So what we're seeing is there's an opportunity now to say, listen, there's never been a time like this where you have opportunity and you have technology that have kind of come together at this moment. A growing liberty movement that does not have a voice in mainstream media, and is growing like crazy. And we didn't really choose to be here. This has kind of been thrust upon us. But we want to do something with it. We want to be responsible with the opportunity that we have and do something that's going to change the way people view things here in America.
You're right. And again, there's a window because even CNET has to admit and Google that all these bills and all these treaties are meant to, quote, bring in Chinese style net censorship, Russian style censorship, taxes, internet IDs. It's extrajudicial where they just ban you from the web and three strikes. True authoritarianism with the Pentagon running it. I mean, it's nightmare. So now is the time, folks, to appreciate things like DrudgeReport.com or BenSwan.com or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Like, we're on Roku. We're on Boxy. There's hundreds of thousands of people a week just watching us on that now. Hundreds of thousands a week just watching us on the news. The radio's millions using the old media format. But see, talk radio is the only old media that's still doing okay compared to the other dinosaur media because it's outside the old box of censored teleprompter control. It's real open freeform. So that's why talk radio is something the system also wants to censor. So it's kind of that wild card. Go ahead.
That's right. Because remember, it was in the late 80s, though, talk radio was all but gone. And it was when talk radio kind of was reinvented. It was the new advent of talk radio with creating conservative voices and liberty voices that suddenly began to emerge. That talk radio made a comeback and has remained, as you said, very strong over the past number of years. But it was almost gone as a media simply because it had become really irrelevant to the national conversation. And it became relevant again. And that's what's happened with mainstream media is despite their best efforts, they're just irrelevant to where most people are. They spend way too much time talking about things like Lindsay Lohan and not talking about issues, as you said, about internet control or taxation or Second Amendment sure. or First Amendment rights or drone strikes on American citizens. They won't talk about those issues and therefore have made themselves irrelevant.
Well, you're right. A few years ago, I was given the Talkers Trailblazer Award, like their first place award. I forget the exact name of it. It was on the cover of their magazine. And that's the big insider publication for talk radio. And I got there and spoke to, like, you know, the main executives of talk radio. And all I said to them was, your children have no future if we don't beat the New World Order. I'm not going to get up here and tell you how I've been so successful. How have I been successful? Using every venue I could to warn people about attacks on our liberty because I take it personal. And sure, okay, well, you already know the answer. Passion, focus, research, telling the truth, not caring what people think about me, being real. Okay, that's what will make you successful on talk radio. You guys already all knew that. There I am in a room full of V-top executives, you know, only a couple hundred of them. And I said, you already know the answer. Now I'm going to tell you the rest of the answer. If you don't get on the ball and stand against the New World Order, they're going to take everything. They're not going to just take our guns and then not take your bank account or your pension. They're not just going to, you know, take our liberties, you know, when it comes to travel and not make you take inoculations. Okay? I said, bottom line, you better understand what's happening. Go ahead, Ben.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, at the end of the day, media, you have to remember that this fourth estate that is the press, obviously at the time of the founding, but is now media in America, really has a responsibility. We have a job, and our job is to hold power in check. And media gave that roll up a long time ago because they really became controlled by those powers, and so they've become an entertainment function or, in some cases, a propaganda function of political parties and powers that be. And so you have this situation today where there's almost, as you're talking about, this new advent of the fourth estate. But it's because of the internet, because information is able to be passed.
The mainstream media created a vacuum by becoming total repeater mouthpieces.
That's right.
To the point of the White House saying, we're not going to even have press conferences anymore. We'll just give you a press release because we've got our own system. I mean, the mainstream media is making itself obsolete.
Well, they absolutely are. But I'm sure you saw that, I believe it was Vice President Biden telling CNN, or no, it wasn't, excuse me, it was he thanked MSNBC, but a senator who thanked CNN for helping them to push this gun bill through the Senate. And thanking them for spending, I guess, 2 days of covering this and trying to really make this case on behalf of the White House, when instead it should be CNN that's standing up to the White House and saying, you know, why is it that senators aren't reading bills? I know we're going to get into this in a minute, but, you know, how do you have someone like Senator Mike Lee who's standing up and saying that not one single senator has read the amendment that was issued by Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey? Not one single senator had bothered to read it. How are you all passing laws in this country that you haven't read?
We're going to play that in a moment. They're not even letting them see it now. That video's up on InfoWars.com. But, I mean, take Amber Lyon. She's won all these Emmys. She's going all the world to war zones, and then she can't go to these different Middle Eastern countries where the West is in charge, running death squads, shooting men, women, and children. And then she learns, well, you didn't know. They've bought out your TV show. It's now funded by the government of Qatar or the government of and she found out that it turned out CNN and CNN International isn't just advertisers. The shows aren't just owned by the U.S. government. They're owned by foreign governments. And now the communist Chinese say you can't release Red Dawn, you know, remake with us in it. And by the way, you've got to re-edit World War Z. You can't show outbreaks in China when it's about outbreaks everywhere. So it's not just the globalists now. It's even foreign countries. We're wide open. I mean, America is like a giant whorehouse, and they've already sold us out like we've got to, you know, go into a bedroom with the New World Order. And I got news for you. You know, you're not selling me out, okay? Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's the issue that I think people have awakened to. They're not interested in it anymore. I think anyone who's awake at all is saying, listen, we understand that none of this is legitimate, that what media is telling us, they're just propaganda wings of either political parties or governments. When you have Secretary of State at the time, Hillary Clinton, talking about the fact that the CCTV out of China and that Al Jazeera TV and that Russia Today, RT, were really, as she was describing them, like effective propaganda tools on behalf of their governments, saying our media here isn't effective enough as a propaganda tool, and so we need to actually be investing in state media in the United States. And you're thinking, I thought they were pretty effective. I mean, I thought CNN was pretty good at putting out this message on their behalf, but apparently not good enough in her mind. But what I think they're really saying is that we can't have the alternative voice to it. And that's why right now is a time like no other, and I know you know this, Alex, but it's a time like no other in American history, where information is here and the technology is here to get messages out to the masses. But the only way that happens is if people get behind it and support it and make it happen, just like folks have supported you for a long, long time.
Absolutely. What we're saying here to the listeners, I know most of our listeners get this, but there's people that kind of passively listen by the millions. You either get active or become slaves. And we've got a chance to win this because the globalists know, because a large portion of the public are like zombies, that allows them to take over. But it's almost an attribute that so many are zombies, because there's a ton of liberty lovers, more than there are globalists. We can take back over as well and build a new media to actually free the zombies. And I mean, the general public is becoming zombie-like. We're going to go to break and come back and play your video piece. But first, since you mentioned it, here is the video of Senator Mike Lee saying nobody has read the bill. Treason alert. Dems try to move gun bill forward without allowing senators to read it. Obamacare repeat. Senators not allowed to read the bill prior to cloture. Here it is.
Bills do not address. You see, Mr. President, these are the rights that we're trying to protect by requiring a 60-vote threshold on any new gun control legislation. And in so doing, we're trying to prevent the ability of members to push through legislation before anyone has had time to read and evaluate the language, and then tell the American people what that language means for them, what that language would mean for their rights. Unfortunately, that is exactly what we are faced with today. Yesterday, Senators Toomey and Manchin announced a proposal, a new proposal, that's widely expected to replace the current language on the background checks in this bill. And yet, as of this morning, as of this very moment, not a single senator has been provided the legislative text of that very provision. Because the background check measure is the centerpiece of this legislation, it's critical that we all know what's in the bill before we vote on it.
Ben, I mean, more importantly than even talking about reading the bills, and that's obviously central, they're disingenuous. The Democrats are all on record saying they want to register to confiscate. It's not like that's a secret.
That's right. Well, and it's the Dems are very clear on what they're doing, but the Republicans are too. Listen, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, all three senators, had originally said that they were going to do what? They were going to filibuster this issue the same way they did with the nomination of John Brennan in order to bring this information to the American public. That 13-hour filibuster, by the way, on drones, we did a piece on this. There was a 50-point swing in American opinion on the right of the president to kill U.S. citizens overseas with drones who were suspected of terrorism, a 50-point swing within 2 weeks after that filibuster. And so they were threatening to do the same thing again here. And it was Republicans, 16 Republicans, who actually prevented that filibuster from taking place.
Absolutely. All of them. Again, that's why they're so afraid of it. If one senator stands up, if one good man... We need every good person to come to the aid of liberty in our country right now, because it shows we have power. We have the right on our sides, but we're in a sea of deception where nobody will stand up. And that's why I commend you leaving your lucrative job at Fox to go start your own operation or go somewhere else to have freedom, Ben, because that's what's going to happen. It's like Bongino, that, you know, top of the Secret Service, leading details, a star in it, leaves because of the collectivism when Obama was sitting there brainwashing children about how great communism is. He just couldn't do it anymore and quit. And it's that decision, saying, no, we're not going to be part of this lie with you, that will lead the sheep out of bondage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's where we're at. We really want to be able to be a voice, as I mentioned, that's speaking truth to people and speaking truth to power. And that's where it's not just us, as you mentioned. You need people all over the nation.
Absolutely. Ben Swan, stay there. Go on the break. Coming back.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey guys, Vince Juan here. Okay, so by now, no doubt you've heard either through Facebook or on the web someplace or from a friend that yes, in fact, I am leaving Fox 19 here in Cincinnati. The question is, where am I headed? And a lot of you have been asking, tell me, where are you going? Are you going to a network? Are you headed off to the Blaze? A lot of people are asking me that. Are you going to go independent? A lot of questions about it. Look, be honest with you. Right now, I'm talking to a few different folks, but I really want your input on this because when I came to Cincinnati 2 years ago, I'll be honest with you, I had absolutely no idea what was going to take place. And we started this thing called Reality Check and thought this would be a great way of putting out some news content that other people weren't doing. I had no clue that Reality Check would explode the way that it has. The best thing about it, though, to be honest with you, is that it connected me to you. By far, the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me in my career. So, as I take this next step, I'll be honest with you, I want your input. I want to know how you feel about the message that's been put out and what the next step should be. It's going to weigh heavily into that decision. And the best way for me to get that input is not through somebody going on Facebook and giving me their ideas. It's actually for you to do me a huge favor and go over to my brand new website, binswan.com. It's super easy to find. And when you get there, take the survey. We have a few questions on there to get your input, find out a little bit about you and about where you think this next step should lead. Look, I've said it before. I am a huge fan of the people who would say they were my fans. I appreciate the content you guys send me, the things that you've said in the past, the support you've given, the story ideas that you've given me, and the education you've helped me to get. I think we're a pretty good team so far. So go over to my website, binswan.com, take that survey. It'll take just a few minutes of your time, and we'll get back together very soon. I'll see you then.
All right, there you go. And people always ask you, why do I promote other liberty-oriented media? I do it because we don't have a future if we don't. And it's funny you mentioned Beck in there. I think I told you like 6 months ago off air, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Beck doesn't offer you a job because I know he's building a whole network off basically ideas I put on air, which is fine. I think that's great. And just my only painful thing is hearing something, him reading word for word InfoWars articles, then telling his listeners don't trust InfoWars. I mean, I see it all the time. Every time I tune in, it's insane. But it's funny you mention Beck there. I don't want to go off into that whole discussion. But you were telling me off air, you're probably going to go independent. And I think that's probably the best move and then just have your stuff out there everywhere. But you could go into Dallas. It's just that I don't think you're quite effeminate enough to join his sidekicks. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's a joke. It makes them mad. They hate me. They're listening right now. Hi, Glenn. Cover my stuff tomorrow on the air. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you know.
The Glenn Beck show is my show. I mean, the truth is, it's my show, so, I mean, I like it, actually. It's
interesting, though, because a lot of people have assumed that that's the place, and I'm not sure why. In fact, to be honest with you, I mean, I've never had a conversation with Glenn Beck.
So No. He would be intimidated by you. I actually told you that off air, too, 6 months ago. But if he was smart, he would. But let's go back here. Come on. So you're probably going to move to San Antonio, I'm guessing, where you got family, and then you'll be down here in a few months doing your own thing.
Well, and the question will be what it looks like ultimately. I mean, we're working. One of the things you're going to find on the survey, if you go over there and you take that survey, is we're considering, trying to launch something possibly through Kickstarter to do some crowdsourcing and to get together, a plan to put something together, put out some content that we think is going to be really important for people. That'll be informational, it'll be educational, and then taking that content and, like I said, getting it into streaming services, getting it out there where people can see it. Because, one thing that we're really about is really trying to open up people's minds. I almost see us as the bridge between mainstream and alternative media and saying there's a lot of good information over here, guys, that you're missing because you're watching the wrong things. And
hey,
so
you know what? We're going to break for 1 minute. Come back and do 5 more minutes with me. I want to show you a few articles, Ben, that you'll never see in the mainstream that I'd like you to cover when you launch your own operation. There goes my voice going completely out, folks. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.